The Crush, 95.9 and 95.5. We're streaming at KRSH.com. That was His Golden Messenger and Domino. As you might be able to tell, Ziggy the Wine Gal is here. Good morning.
Good morning. It is Wine Wednesday, and I am all fired up this morning. I was on the early program today. I've had more coffee than I normally have and had all of it and got here 40 minutes earlier than I normally arrive on Wednesday.
Yeah, she surprised me early.
I'm in it to win it because it's Wednesday, and I'm going to talk about summer wine picks, and I'm doing a really cool event tonight, and there's just a lot of excitement, so I couldn't sleep. I wanted to share it with everybody. And a big thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations. And, you know, there really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's. And I just love that at the bottom of the receipt, every time I shop there, it tells you how much money you spent on local ingredients and or ingredients on local groceries. So, you know, I was just in Oliver's in Windsor a couple days ago, and 70% of what I spent there was on local things. I got all happy with myself.
That's really cool. Since you've told me this here, I've started looking now.
Yeah.
When I go to Oliver's. I'm like, oh, and they have it kind of posted on.
I love it. And yeah. I don't know any other grocery store in this country that does that. And it's like, you know, a lot of people want to sit there and talk about supporting local all the live long day. But those guys really do it. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. Now, they have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa, which is where I'm going to be tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. pouring summer wine picks. They always do something fun for happy hour on Wednesdays, and today I'm going to be the fun. Today I'm the party favor. So I want to talk about summer wine picks because it is really exciting. A big thank you to Comstock Winery, where you have been, Mindy. Comstock Winery in the Dry Creek Valley was the sponsor for summer wine picks. And it really does take a village to pull this off. You know, I had all these volunteers, Sabrina and Chris, that helped me organize all the wines. And we had more than 120 wines that were entered this year. And big thanks to my chief of staff, Emily, for helping all the volunteers, Drea White and Sue from Sidewood Farm, Mo and Leslie. But really, 15 judges, if you can imagine tasting over 120 wines blindly, so you don't know what's in front of you. It's like white wine flight number one, random, you know, rosé flight number two. I don't give price point, I don't give appellation, and I don't even give variety because I think everybody has a bias for one reason or another in their head. It's like, oh my gosh, not another Pinot Noir, not another Chardonnay, whatever. So I don't tell. Everything is tasted blindly. We had sommelier and fabulous wine consultant Vicki Thomaser as a judge. Ashley Holland, who's a winemaker. As a matter of fact, you know, most of the judges this year for Summer Picks were all winemakers, and I think those people scrutinize more than anybody. Alexandria Sarovich, who's a super sommelier, a winemaker Alex Davis from Porter Creek, winemaker Chris Rusi, winemaker Dan Barwick, winery superstar Jim Morris, winemaker Cara Groom, wine buyer Chris from Willoughby's, Jeremy Parsons, winemaker for Kokomo, Moray Braylon, winemaker, Perry J, winemaker, Lisa Amaroli, winemaker, Sabrina Silva, sommelier, and Stephanie, who is a cooper or a barrel expert and a wine expert. So we have four winners for summer wine picks, so grab your sharp pencil and grab your pad of paper and write them all down, because these wines truly are great for summertime. And one of the neat things that I do is I love to pull out descriptions from each of the judges' pieces of paper that they write all of their notes on and pull these adjectives out to tell you what the judges say about this particular wine. So, and I keep these notes throughout the year. So even if a wine didn't win for summer picks, chances are if the judges loved it but thought, oh, it would be better in the autumn time or winter time or another time of year, I will feature that wine as a wine of the week. So I keep all those descriptions handy, which I love some of these descriptions. So we have a winning sparkling wine for summertime, a winning white wine, a winning red wine, and of course a winning rosé wine. And all of these wines have been deemed perfect for summertime. And when you think about summertime, you're thinking about vacations, staycations, camping, you know, all kinds of barbecues and party pounders and patio pounders and pool pounders. And next week we have 4th of July. So here you go. We're going to kick it off with the bubbles, the sparkling summer bubbles. The winner is the 2020 Comstock Blanc de Blanc from Dry Creek Vineyard. A lot of people don't know what Blanc de Blanc means. It means white of the white. So it's 100% made from Chardonnay. Somebody called it a sassy slip and slide. I just love that. They only made 250 cases of this sparkling, so you got to get it while you can, and we will have it at Willoughby's tonight. Summer in a glass, one of the judges said. Vibrant, thirst-quenching, white flowers, delish, complex, jazzy, classic, limestone, lemon custard, apple blossoms. You pretty? You got boyfriend? Somebody just wrote that as a description. Like, describing this sparkly wine is, you're pretty. Do you have a boyfriend? Like, I just, that's was awesome. And then the winning white wine for summertime is the 2023 vintage Benziger Winery Sauvignon Blanc. And this is coming from the Frank Johnson Vineyard in Dry Creek Valley, which means that all the grapes for this wine were sourced from this incredible vineyard that has so many amazing winemakers over the years have made great wines from this vineyard. It's on West Side Road, and under 500 cases made of this killer Sauvignon Blanc. Here are the judges' notes. Complex, pineapples on the beach, scintillating, succulent, sexy, fresh, beautiful, balanced, rock and roll. Imagine Lucinda Williams on stage with Mick Jagger. That is this wine. Rock and roll, very inviting, and seasonal, of course. So that is the winning white wine. And winemaker Lisa Amaroli, who made this wine, will be at Willoughby's with me tonight pouring the wine herself. I love it. Now the winning rosé. Everybody loves a good rosé for summertime, although I drink rosé year-round, especially on Thanksgiving, but I do love a great rosé for summertime. This is the third year in a row that this winery has won for their rosé. It's amazing. It's definitely a crowd-pleaser. The 2023 Rodney Strong Vineyards Rosé of Pinot Noir from the Sonoma Coast. This wine is nationally available, so if you're tuning in from anywhere in this country, you are going to be able to get this wine. And I might note that all of these wineries can ship wine to you if you can't find any of these wines in your local wine shop. So here are the judges' descriptions for the winning rosé for summertime. Watermelon tangos with pomegranates in your mouth. Juicy, brilliant, youthful, floral, fun, Jolly Rancher Encore. We all can relate to that, right? Sassy pants. And one of the judges says, isn't she nice? Patio Pool Porch Pounder, the ultimate trifecta. That's the winning rosé for summertime, the Rodney Strong Vineyards Rosé of Pinot Noir. Now, this is like the coolest news ever. So I love it when stuff like this happens because I get so excited and all the judges got excited. But the winning red wine comes from a winery that none of the judges and I had even heard of ever before. And when you think about more than 120-something wines entered into this competition, and this is like the underdog by far, young, up-and-coming winemaking family, husband, wife, and children. The children stomp the grapes with their feet like this wine is legit old school, okay? It's made in Forestville, couldn't be more local. They only made 120 cases, and it wowed every single judge. It's like the new kid on the block is getting it, and I just was so excited. So the winning red wine is to be served slightly chilled, which is really cool. How perfect for summer. It's 2023 vintage, so it's fresh on the mix. Papioni Festa Rosso. So this is an Italian-style red blend and is absolutely crushable for summertime. One of the judges said it's a carnival in your mouth. I mean, come on, I'll get on that Ferris wheel. Your absolute go-to summer red. Rose petals, fabulous. Savory, succulent, vibrant, pink peppercorns, juicy, hints of spice, violets. Another judge said, I love the chill. This is an Italian-style summer in a glass, zippy with hints of spice. So there is the winning red wine. Now, don't you want to try that? Who doesn't want to try that now? I'll tell you, when I took this red wine out of the paper bag in front of all the judges, because everybody's like, what is this wine? What is this wine? Literally, they all clapped, and everybody's like, because nobody knew the winery. So it was like, it was so organic in nature and so exciting. So congratulations to that family, and they will be there tonight at Willoughby's. I'm so excited pouring this wine. So anyway, it comes in at $36, literally handmade, and delicious. But a chillable red in the summertime, oh yeah. So I hope everybody joins me tonight at Willoughby's in Santa Rosa. They're located on 3rd Street. This is happening from 5 to 7 p.m., the two-hour happy hour with all the winemakers, the vintners. I'll be there pouring the wines. And I would love for you to stop by and say hello at Willoughby's in Santa Rosa tonight, 5 to 7, Summer Wine Picks. And next week is cocktail time. We're going to talk summer cocktails because it'll be the day before 4th of July. And I can't wait to shake up some red, white, and blues with you next Wednesday on Wine Wednesday. It's a wrap. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers. So much. Cheers. And just a quick heads up, Mindy here. Just just saw in the news, we have a power outage out in Sebastopol. It looks like it's a big outage and a lot of folks are affected. Yikes. So we'll be keeping you posted.